gifts and everything, and God is all worthy of all the praise. Amen. I wish y'all would take that picture from down there. Amen. Amen. I wait for the screen to change, but it ain't changed yet. Amen. I'm standing. I'm a background person. That's how I came up. Amen. I like staying in the background. Amen. Amen. The stage is, I'm a background person. That's how I was raised. So I've been at that door for since 94. Amen. That's where I was. So I'm used to being back there. I don't mind. I don't have to be acknowledged. Amen. But God be all the glory. Amen. I'm going to read this verse real quick, then we're going to do a confession of faith. This is something for somebody who may need it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. It's Ezekiel, the 16th chapter, the 6th verse. Amen. It says, I passed by you and saw you thrashing around in your own blood. My Lord. And I said to you, as you lay in your own blood, live.
Live. Yeah.
Yes, I said to you, as you lay in your own blood, live. Amen. There's something that's trying to thrash you and is hoping that you bleed out. But the Lord said, live. Hallelujah, Jesus. Live. Something trying to weigh you down. Work at your nerve. Amen. Discourage you. Amen. It could be even some sickness that you've been dealing with, some for a long time. Yeah. But the Lord told me to tell you, because it's been in my spirit all week. Hallelujah. Live.
Live.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. It don't matter what you see around you that leaked out. God said, I'm telling you to live.
Yeah.
Touch somebody, say, I command you to live.
I command you to live.
Yeah, I command you to live. Hallelujah. That means you can't give up. You can't turn around. You got more words than you think you have. Hallelujah. You got more praise than you think you have. Hallelujah, Jesus. Command you to live. Hallelujah, God. I command you to live in your success. Amen. I command you to live past failure. I command you to live past disappointment. I command you to live past lack. Hallelujah, Jesus. He didn't tell you to live for no reason. He told you to live because you're going somewhere. He told you to live because something better is ahead. Hallelujah, Jesus. Step out of that puddle. Hallelujah, step into well. Step into your healing. Step into your manifestation of what God has for you. If you stay there, the devil will have you thinking that you're dying. But I came by to tell you to live. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I am the righteousness of God. Therefore, I am entitled to covenant kindness, covenant favor. The favor of God is among the righteous. The favor of God surrounds the righteous. Therefore, it surrounds me in everywhere I go and in everything I do. I expect the favor of God to be in full manifestation in my life. Never again will I be without the favor of God. It rests richly upon me. It profusely abides in me. I'm a part of the generation that is experiencing God's favor immeasurably, limitlessly, and surpassingly. Therefore, favor produces supernatural increase, promotions, restoration, honor, increased assets, greater victories, greater victories, greater victories, greater victories, greater victories, greater victories over what you're looking at. Greater victories, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment. It might not work for them, but it's going to work for me. They might have went down, but I'm standing up. They might have died in a pool of blood, but God told me to live. Preferential treatment, petitions granted, policies and rules changed, and battles won. I don't have to fight this battle. I don't have to even get involved. The battle is not mine. It belongs to the Lord. Battles won, in which I do not have to fight. The favor of God goes before me. Therefore, my life will never be the same. This is the time. Mark this place. Mark this new territory. Put your name on it. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is the time of God's favor in my life. That's the favor of God. In Jesus' name. The Bible says it's in his name that demons tremble. Hallelujah. If you say his name right here, it doesn't just stay in this room. It goes outside of this room. It goes past the clouds. It goes into the galaxies. And it resounds. And it hits the course of heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got more power than you realize. And the reason the devil wants to keep messing with you because you don't realize the power that you got. He's trying to keep you distracted from moving forward. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you lost some stuff. It bled out. Amen. You thought you wasn't going to make it. Didn't think you had enough. You didn't think you had enough love. Amen. Enough energy. Huh? Enough money. Enough space to put another body in your house. Amen. But God said, live. How I'm going to get this thing off the ground? God said, live. Hallelujah, Jesus. What came out of you don't sustain you. My word will sustain you. So what leaked out gave space for the word. Live. Hallelujah. Don't leave out of this place and you think you change your mindset. The Lord said live. He said I passed by. He didn't say I stopped by. I passed by because it wasn't even that important, but I just gave you a word because you wasn't in trouble. Ambulances stop. Police, they stop. Emergency personnel stop. But God said, I passed by you. I don't got to stop. I just give you a word. Said one word from the Lord will remove all doubt and fear. That what you get for letting me sit down this long. Amen. I was getting a headache sitting down there. Hallelujah, Jesus. I kept on lifting that Bible, looking at it, and hearing y'all talk. I'm lifting at that Bible, and I know that word wasn't going nowhere. Hallelujah. Amen. Live. Amen. I'm going to get out the way. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get out the way. Huh? Amen. At one time, see, didn't think I had it. Amen. 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 Sometimes it will boil sometimes. Sometimes the word will boil in you. Amen.
Yeah.
Then it cools off.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's in the pot. Amen. It's in you. Amen. Tell somebody, said it's in you.
It's in you.
It's in you. Hallelujah. And as long as you stay in the fire, as long as you stay around hot stuff, you will see it boiling and boiling and boiling. Amen. Don't go around nothing cool because it'll cool you down. Amen. And you gotta take every moment, amen, and capitalize on it. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even the times early, I was even saying, Lord, you sure you got me, you know, the pastor. Amen. Come on now, you just be real. You could be a new mother or a new father. And you say, am I a good parent? Everybody question themselves. Amen. I was in the big deal the other day. I don't even know this man. Never met him. And he walked up to me as old man. He's 86 years old. His name was Rex Smith. He said, you a pastor, ain't you? I said, yes, sir. He said, it's all over you.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. It was a white man. He came from nowhere.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? But see, other, God let other people see.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right.
Better than you.
Right.
Amen. And sometimes you walking by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Right.
I've been around a lot of preachers. Amen. Yeah. But I'm not going to be like them.
That's right.
Amen. You can be around a lot of business people and stuff like that. Amen. But God made you fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Amen. When you came out of his manufacturer,
yeah.
Amen,
right.
You got your own ID.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I told the Lord, I said, Holy Spirit, if you don't preach, if you don't pastor this church, I ain't going to do it.
Right.
You think I'm lying?
Yeah.
I said that over 5 years ago.
Amen.
I didn't even know what I was talking about. Amen. Huh? You let God do the work.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't have to be up here. It could be in your business. It could be in your home, in your marriage. Amen. You let God do the work. You just keep on living right. Amen. You'll find yourself living a little bit more easier than you have previously.
That's good.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Hey. So, man, Sister Dixon was talking about that in food line. Amen. Amen. And why you better do right, because somebody going to catch you if you ain't. Amen. Amen. I'm about to pick up them cookies, but I didn't. Amen. So we thank God for you and you. I thank God for everybody that's here today. Amen. So I don't count visitations, family gatherings, church gatherings, cookout. I don't count it as light. Amen. Because these are moments that you won't relive.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You may not get another touch from the Lord if you don't take this in now. The old folks said when he passing by, don't pass him. You better grab him while he comes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If that man had not received the word from the Lord to say live, he would have died. Amen. That's why you shouldn't come into church and have an attitude. Can't lift your hand. Can't say thank you, Lord. Because your troubles got you so weary, so everywhere else. Amen. Shame on you to get in the shower and not use the soap and the rag. Amen. And say you clean. Amen. You get in the worship, you get in the praise and worship service, you get a word from the Lord, you need to scrub that. Amen. So you don't go home smelling the same way you came.
Amen.
Amen. The word is good.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
Over your frustration.
Yeah.
Huh? Over your tiredness.
Amen.
Amen. Over your regrets.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. brother got life in her. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You got life. Oh, yeah. Amen. Like I told you, God didn't start working with Caleb until after he was 80. Said he was well able to possess the land. And you can tell somebody, say, I got more blessings to possess.
I got more blessings to possess.
More territory.
More territory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. That means you got more life. Your age don't mean a thing to God. When he put his word on you, his word is everlasting. And if you use his word and you apply it in your life, you cease to be terrestrial. And you move into the celestial. Amen. You walking in another anointing. And time doesn't matter. Amen. You can be 99 and a half and get to, and start your first day of preaching. Amen. Huh? Amen. I ain't used to giving this mic up, but I'm all right. Amen. Without further ado, we thank God for Sister Natalie McKinney. Amen. We thank God for him working in her life. Amen. The same thing. That word is in there. Amen. It's in there. Hallelujah, Jesus. I see you seen that in her daddy.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Brother Nate, he'll get the minister and the Spirit of the Lord fall on him. I've never seen a man drunk, but it would fall on, he would be drunk. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, when he went around this whole church, was just flopping everything and anointing every window.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mother Nichols anointed every pew.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about how God used you, use you. If you let him use you, you're doing more than just your present moment. Amen. When you pray, you're doing more than just your present prayer. That's going beyond your time. Amen. I may not never meet my great-great-grandkids, but they're going to meet my prayer. Amen. Amen. Congregation, Natalie McKinney, congregation.
Not only am I younger, I'm also shorter, so I'm going to take this mic. Praise the Lord, Shepherd's Grove. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you would follow me to the book of Judges, please. And for the young saints, that's in the Old Testament. Judges chapter 6. And before we read, if you would, so just look at your neighbor and say onward and upward. So what does that mean? Onward means we got to keep moving. And upward means we got to keep looking up.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. So Judges chapter 6, and we're looking at verses 2 through 6. And then we're going to go to Judges chapter 7, and we'll be looking at verse 7. And I'm reading out of the, I'll be reading out of the New King James Version. Is everybody there? Amen. So Judges chapter 6, verses 2 through 6. And it reads, "And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains. So it was whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up. Also Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. Then they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance for Israel. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts. Both they and their camels were without number. And they would enter the land to destroy it." Verse 6, "So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord." Now we're going to turn to Judges chapter 7, and we're going to look at verse 7. And it reads, "Then the Lord said to Gideon, 'By the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place.'" Amen. Father God, we come before you today in the name of your son, Jesus, by way of the blood. Father God, I ask you to anoint these lips of clay, Lord, this hour. Lord God, we thank you for this time under heaven, Lord God, to receive what thus saith the Lord. Father God, I ask that in this moment, Lord, that I decrease and you increase, Father. Holy Spirit, we invited you in earlier. We invite you in again. Lord God, I ask you would breathe on me today. Lord God, breathe on these, your people. Lord, allow me to give the word as you have given it unto me, Lord God, and allow those under my voice today, Lord God, to hear another angle of you, Lord God, and see more than what they've seen before. In the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we bind up every distraction, everything that's not like it that would try to creep up in our mind, in our thoughts, Lord God. Father God, we bind it up in Jesus' name, Father God, and we thank you for this time, and we ask your people be refreshed from this, your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As you take your seats, I want to speak this morning from a subject, uncommon warfare, uncommon victory. Amen. Uncommon warfare, uncommon victory. Some months ago, I was speaking to a friend from college on the phone, and somehow during the conversation, I said, I've never liked math. It's always been the subject that I hated. And my friend replied, I love math because it's absolute. There's no gray area. Now, saints, in this case, the word absolute means that something is total and complete, or in other words, that something is not likely to change. For this reason, 2 plus 2 equals 4, and 4 plus 3 equals 7, just like 6 plus 1 will give you 7. Those values remain unchanged. When we talk about scales being unbalanced in Bible stories, we often run to the account of David and Goliath. And although a great example, it's not the only one. Many times we forget about the story of Gideon, the story of the impossible becoming a reality, the mention of overwhelming defeat becoming divine victory. I'd like to ask you this morning, how many times on this Christian journey have we felt like our defeat was absolute too? How many times has the thought crossed our mind that this current battle might just be the final frontier? But may I suggest to you, saints of faith, that these moments should be filled with faith and not fear. The type of faith that says, when I come out of this, it ain't gonna be because of nobody else but God. Amen. So sometimes we believe that our defeat is absolute because the tables around us feel shaken, and we see nothing but loss, nothing but the problems before us, and we begin to rehearse our demise. But God. Look at somebody and tell them, but God. So we understand that triumph is possible because of him. The struggle is worth it because of him. Now let's be honest for the next few moments. Ain't it funny how warfare will position you, how it will turn you into a different person? When we find Gideon in Scripture, we find him in the dark. We find him feeling and speaking defeat. And we find him questioning the validity of the God he's heard about. But we must recall that in his circumstance, he first only hears about God, then he gets to know him. He gets the chance to know and speak with the God of his forefathers, the God who can do anything but fail. Now, it's not hard to imagine what life was like for the Israelites in this time. Now, usually when you have an opponent or an adversary, they want you to show up to the fight. They expect you to be there so that they can win. But in this case of the Israelites, the warfare was so severe that the nations that were against them didn't care. Everything was fair game. And matter of fact, Judges chapter 6, verse 5 tells us that Israel's enemies were out to destroy them. The Midianites and the Amalekites took intentional steps to defeat Israel time after time. But thankfully, anytime there's warfare, there must also be strategy. So we see Gideon begin to operate in a strategy of his own. Although theologians suggest that the grain that Gideon was threshing in the winepress wasn't much, Gideon knew that it was in his best interest to protect what was left. His strategy in that moment was to work in the dark. And most importantly, his strategy was to use the last inch of his faith. And don't you know that's when the Lord stepped in. The Lord appeared unto Gideon as an angel to encourage him. And I can imagine Gideon saying, Lord, I looked for you in the light of day, but you found me in my darkness. Amen. Scripture lets us know that Gideon understood that he had had an encounter with God Almighty. We must remember that a crucial part of God's nature is that he is the God of angel armies. And we witness him speaking to Gideon like a commander. Now, the God we serve is not just Jehovah Jireh, our provider, or El Roi, the God that sees. He is and forever shall be Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord that controls the visible and invisible angelic host of armies. And because of that, he is a mighty sovereign warrior. So what does that mean? It means he knows how to fight. And that's why we can pray to the Lord, Lord, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Because we then are speaking to the baddest warrior there is. And when God begins to pour out strategy for Gideon, it may not have made sense naturally, but it made sense in the throne room. And God's strategy is what led to the ultimate victory for Israel. God's strategy shifted the battle, and it allowed Gideon to be empowered for the fight of his lifetime. So when God showed up and began to speak with Gideon, he provided direct instructions for battle. Number one, Gideon was to tear down the altars to Baal and Asherah that belonged to his father. And he was instructed to build an altar to the Lord. Number two, Gideon had to release the cowards. Good battles are won by tough soldiers. The weak need not apply. And number three, Gideon was instructed to only take with him in battle those who God had chosen. And that's why we see the 300 selected. And Gideon's army declined drastically after the Lord made the distinction between who had to leave and who was allowed to stay. Now, if you are finding yourself this morning in warfare, I want to ask you, will you let God work with your 300? Will you believe who God says you are? If you're on the fence today, I just want to remind you that there's no way 300 men should have defeated an army that could not be counted. Just like there's no way you should still be standing, still in your right mind, still having the amount of faith that you have. But uncommon warfare suggests that there must be an uncommon victory. Gideon believed in the Lord and found him to be true. And if we could call Gideon for a quick testimony this morning, I believe he would tell us just what is written in 2 Corinthians 2:14. Thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. So saints, don't believe the hype when you're in warfare. Instead, believe that God can still bring you to victory. Amen. God be praised.
Amen. Wasn't that a good word? Amen. Uncommon warfare, an uncommon victory. Hallelujah. The devil don't even know how you're going to get it. Amen. But God already got it already planned out. Amen. If anyone want to come to the altar for prayer for anything, amen. Amen. Need salvation. Amen. Altar is open. Amen. I know we get used to people calling for prayer. Amen. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been around. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee every day, every hour. Amen. I need thee. Amen. I said, Lord, I'd be a mess if I didn't have you. Amen. I'd be a mess, but some other people be a mess too. Amen. Amen. I ought to mess them up. Amen. What? Hey, some stuff in your life, you know, if you would have acted on it, you'd be in trouble. Amen. But thank God that He kept it through everything. Amen. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence today. We thank you, Lord God, for touching areas in us, Lord God, that we couldn't even find. But your spirit, amen, touched us, Lord. Lift us up, Lord. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to rearrange and move things out of our life that you don't see, Lord God, that needs to be there. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, for even our family, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Areas, Lord God, that we need to come up in love and patience, Lord God. Peace, Lord God. Wisdom, Lord God. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Those in our families, Lord God, and friends of our families that need to be saved, Lord God, we're calling on you, Lord God, to arrest them. In Jesus' name, to arrest them where they are, Lord God. We're on the corner, in the house, Lord God. At a cookout, Lord God, on the job, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And just hanging around the wrong crowd, Lord God. Let them hear your voice whispering to them. Let everything that's around them, Lord God, that's trying to be a distraction, be dissatisfying. Lord God, help them to run to you, Lord God. Find a corner, Lord God. Get in the car by themselves, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And call out to you. Your name, Lord God. In Jesus' name, you said, whoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Prick their hearts, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we ask you, Lord God, to cover your people with your blood from every attack, Lord God, every plan of the enemy. In Jesus' name, Satan, we cast down every plan, every plot and scheme. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Because when the enemy comes in, Lord God, you'll make him flee seven ways, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord God. That means you'll chop them up and split them. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we give your name glory and honor for the victory that you have won. You did this, Lord God. You did this, Lord God. I'm alive today because you did it. Mm-hmm. I'm still waving my hands because you did it. I can still give you glory because you did it. I can still praise you because you did it.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I have hope because you did it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. And we give your name glory and honor and praise, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, and what you're yet going to do.
Hallelujah.
Let no one, Lord God, leave here the same way. Let them not accept, Lord God, the things that they left outside. Let them pass by it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever's not producing fruit, good fruit, Lord God. Just as you told the disciples, you passed by that fig tree and cursed it to the root. Lord, some things need to die. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's trying to keep us back from progress. Some things just need to die. And everything that's not producing good fruit in our life, Lord God, we call crop failure to it right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. And we give your name praise and honor for victory, Lord God. Peace, Lord God. Deliverance, Lord God. For healing, Lord. Lord God. Move, Lord God, in everybody here. Hallelujah, God. Every ailment in their body, Lord God. We speak to it right now. Kidneys, heart, lungs, Lord God. Joint pains, Lord God. Ligaments, Lord God. Hallelujah. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, sugar, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Sight problems, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Even loss of hair because of stress, Lord God. We speak to it right now. We speak to the confusion that tries to come against your people in business, Lord. In relationship, hallelujah, in communication, we speak to it right now. We cancel it out We decapitate the plan of the enemy from the head. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. And we give your name glory and honor, Lord God, for the victory that you have won. And we stand on your word, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.